This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Washington politicians are reacting to the death of staunch liberal U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
87-year-old Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a diminutive woman, but a towering champion of liberal causes and women's rights. She was the court's second female justice. The Supreme Court says Ginsburg died of complications from metastatic pancreatic cancer. Her death just 6 weeks before Election Day is likely to set off a heated battle over whether President Trump should nominate a replacement. Ginsburg announced in July she was undergoing chemotherapy treatment for lesions on her liver. It was the latest of several battles with cancer. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And while campaigning in the state of Minnesota, President Trump paid tribute to her.
I am sad to hear that.
With reporters, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says just as the Senate delayed a judicial appointment for President Obama in 2016 before the upcoming election, the same rule must be followed now.
That's the position the United States Senate must take today. And the election's only 46 days off. I think the fastest justice ever confirmed was 47 days. And the average is closer to 70 days. And so we should do this with full consideration. And that is my hope and expectation.
And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that he's going to bring President Trump's nominee to a vote with just over 6 weeks. Before the election, McConnell's statement released just over an hour after Ginsburg's death was announced declared.